The impact of methamphetamine use penetrates society even deeper than the family bonds it breaks. Whole neighborhoods, once bustling with factory workers, have become hollow shells of run-down homes and empty lots. But some people are repairing these neighborhoods, one house at a time. Craig Grabiel, executive director of Eco Rehab of Muncie, worked with Ball State University this spring to rehabilitate a former meth house. His first impression was just what you'd expect from a meth lab.
In a single word, horrible. It was an uninhabitable. Technically, legally, was not supposed to enter the house.
Delaware County led the state in number of seizures in 2015, according to Indiana State Police data, with 234, many of which were inside homes. Heather Williams, program manager for Building Better Neighborhoods, says that just a single home being tagged as a meth lab impacts the entire neighborhood.
There is definitely a negative to a neighborhood for a house that's blighted or vacant. So if you have a house that's abandoned on a block, the property values of the properties around it will decrease. So you're looking at thousands of dollars in value lost.
A study from the College of the Holy Cross found the decline in home values to be 10 to 16% for houses near a lab. Williams and Grabiel agree it's better to rehab a former meth lab than demolish it.
If you tear the house down, something may never get built there again. And if it does get built there, aesthetically, it won't be in the same character as the rest of the neighborhood. And if a new house doesn't get built, then you have the potential of putting a hole in the social fabric of the neighborhood.
The home Eco Rehab worked on with Ball State was in Thomas Park, Avondale. There's a heavier concentration of meth lab seizures there than anywhere else in Muncie.
It sits just south of 66 acres of concrete, where a factory was torn down.
But Williams says that jobs leaving the area can't be the only thing to blame for the influx of meth labs.
I think the issue with drugs is it's much bigger than the factories leaving and that loss of jobs. It's in combination with the transient individuals that come in and out of the neighborhood. They don't have those strong family ties, those strong ties to the neighborhood. And perhaps they're, you know, leaving drug experiences they had across town, and, you know, they're coming into this new neighborhood. It's really hard to say.
Williams says actions from groups like Eco Rehab are great initial steps toward rebuilding these communities. In Muncie, Nick Ciano for IPR News.